Meeting is now called to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Legislators May.
Here.
Rowley.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Tassone.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott Keenan.
Here.
Kuhn.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Holmquist.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Kinney.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Irvin. Mr. Chairman.
Here.
17 present, none absent.
Thank you. If everyone would please rise for the invocation led by Legislator Burtis and remain standing for the Pledge of the Flag by Legislator Kuhn.
Heavenly Father, thank you for today, for another opportunity to serve our community in this way. I pray, Lord, that you would guide us today. I'm mindful, Lord, that there's unrest in our country and unrest here in this legislature. I pray that you would give us grace and mercy. I pray that you would help us to do your will today. I pray that truth would prevail and that we would do what we should do to serve our community the best we know how. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are there any communications to be presented?
None.
Public comment period. Has anyone signed up to speak in the public comment period?
None have signed in.
Hearing none, the public comment period is now closed. So next we would normally have the call of legislative districts, but as there are no items on the agenda from resolutions for many of the legislative districts, we will dispense with that and go right to Local Law A. Melanie.
A local law to reapportion the Onondaga County Legislature by amending Article 2, Section 206 of the Onondaga County Charter.
Thank you. Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. I rise and offer Local Law A. Local Law A for my colleagues' consideration and passage. Thank you.
Thank you. So, questions, comments on Local Law A? Leader Irvin.
Good morning. Looking at the maps that have been drawn and proposed for today, I have some problems with a lot of it, but in particular, the town of DeWitt has been broken up again into four different districts, and it is not a big town. I mean, it's a 26,000 people town, which means that it could have been whole, like Lysander is. And I really don't think that changing it to this degree is something that we need to be doing, among other things about the maps. It's my understanding that we want to try to make things better than they were before, and I don't see this as being any better for the people of DeWitt. You know, what it does basically is dilute the voting strength there in that town, and it changes the complexion of that district to the point that it might seemingly look like an all-white district, which is certainly not something that we need to be doing. So I really object to that, and I'll be having more comments later, but that's my first comment. Thank you.
Other comments? Leslie Ryan.
I've been talking about this for a really, really, really long time. Certainly I'm going to not talk about any law that was introduced previously. I don't really want to talk about the process as it was, but I think it's important, and we should probably talk about the business at hand, which specifically are the maps. And, you know, with the invocation with Legislator Burtis, yeah, there's a lot of unrest, and it's a lot of division and a lot of personalities and a lot of opinions on this issue. not just here in the ledge chambers, but everywhere, you know, across this country. So I think with the amount of, I guess, discontent, perhaps maybe a pause to maybe look and see what we can do to get more comment or some feedback would be appropriate. But I'll speak to the Town of Geddes portion. You know, prior to 2011, the Town of Geddes was in total. We were represented by Jimmy Corbett, who was a great, great man, great legislator, and a good friend. And when the Town of Geddes was broken up in the portions of the east, it was gerrymandered. I'm going to be unapologetic on that word. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But I think we had an opportunity in this second round of census to make that right. And I truly believe, you know, we made it worse. I think these maps make that district or that town, those communities of interest, worse. What we've done is taken Solve in with Lakeland, and now you have Solve, which basically borders Westvale and the city of Syracuse, and you put that in with Lakeland, and you go all the way around the lake to Lake Creek. There's no community of interest there, and you know many people in Solve are not happy about that. I also will say that we had an opportunity to, you know, the areas of Westvale were divided. Now those, and I think a lot of people, and listen, I think that people, well, I'm not going to say that people should be paying more attention because I'm not going to insinuate that people should, right? It's not up to me. But I think when people find out that that's actually going to be going from, say, North Terry Road, which borders onto Camillus, will then be shifted all the way up to Jamesville and down to South Atisco Lake, I think people are surprised to find out that that's what the district is going to be. You have taken the community of Westvale, West Hill High School, Solve High School, a lot of commonalities, and you have taken the one legislator who represents Geddes, who lives in Geddes. You gave that legislator less of Geddes, and you put that district in, down, and around to the south side. Whereas, while at the same time taking those communities of interest, spreading them out down around the south part of the city, up into Jamesville and down south of Atisco Lake. So I just don't, and for that reason, and I think that district in at least four or five others make these maps out of bounds when it comes to statutes that provide guidelines. So that's the maps. But I want to say, again, we heard a lot of comments the other night. And I think a lot of people feel that same way but just don't vocalize it. And maybe people don't care. Maybe they don't. And quite honestly, that they don't. But even if they don't, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't take a closer look. And if we think that they're wrong, we should vote to send them back. You know, I got to tell you something, too. And lastly, I'll close in saying this because this has been a long time. I've probably been working on this for far too long, maybe 5 years, maybe six. So these votes are going to be taken. And we're going to move on. Well, this is going to be the last chapter. I think we will get to a next phase of this. But the maps, they're going to be. But I will say this, though. The county executive last week, on last Thursday, was very unapologetic in saying that this is just simply a political process. It's a political process everywhere, so we should perpetuate that political process. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with it at all. And if it is a political process, we should change it, and we should make it less political. And we should try our best to think about doing better. You know, I do not subscribe to the theory that both sides are never going to agree. The premise is zero. It's just never going to happen. I don't believe that. I think that there has been enough feedback and enough public opinions that maybe we can tap the brakes. Maybe we can pause and say, let's make it less political. Those aren't my words. And let's try to do some bipartisan census building, no pun intended, and put forth a better product, because, you know, this body shouldn't be political like that. It isn't. This body should come together. This body should lead. This body should understand, and this body should take into consideration some of the maps that break up committees. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Other comments? Leslie Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only concern I have, if you look at the new 16th district, even though I won't be representing the 16th district come January, and that's okay because that's democracy. But I looked at it and I kind of, you know, really dug into it. And I said to myself, the 16th district currently is 65% minority. With the new proposed district, it drops down to 33% minority based. So I said to myself, how does that make sense? You know, where is the community of interest in the new 16th district? And then I looked, I said, well, let me see where they taken out some of the most of the South Side and what they added into that district. And what they added, what was added into the district is the downtown area and the university area. Now, if you add in the university area, downtown, now you got the South Side, which is the South Side is predominantly concentrated most poverty. How does this make sense? So folks now lose their voice, because now they're down to 33%. So now even within the new district, they're now truly a minority, even in the new district. And then when we talk about legislatures and we talk about being diverse and we talk about, you know, being diversity and inclusion, how does that make sense? You know, my opponent, you know, Charles Garland will take office on January 1st, but he stands to probably be the last minority to hold this seat based on the new map. So when we talk about it needs to be minor tweaks and we talk about drawing new maps, to me it's not even politics. It's not even political. It's just about people and community interests and making the best thing for Onondaga County residents and keeping the minorities with a true voice. This map does not do that. Unless somebody can explain to me how that does that, but it doesn't do it anymore. And that's a major concern to the people who already have it worse in the county. Not just the county, but in the state. Not just the state, but in the country. The most concentrated poverty area is the current 16th district. And then we just split them all up and sent them all different ways. Like, how does that make sense? How does that help the poorest people in this county? Somebody make it make sense to me. Because before, you know, Mr. Chairman and people said, well, we're going to make minor tweaks. That ain't a minor tweak. That's a huge tweak. That's a huge tweak to the 16th district. And yes, you know, you want to say, hey, it's still Democratic. That's not the point. I wouldn't care if it's Democrat or Republican, independent or working family. It doesn't matter to me. It matters to the people that live in that district and have common interests and common, you know, goals and common, you know, themes. That does not happen now in the 16th district. An average house on the South Side may be $65,000. That's probably on the high end. The average house on a university is could be $210,000. The average house downtown is $185,000 and up. So make it make sense to me how that's a community-like interest. Because I just want to know how that makes sense to me. And that's what concerns me the most about the new 16th district. It doesn't matter whether it's Democrat-lean or Republican-lean. I can care less about that. What I care about is the people that actually live in that district to continue to have a voice. And with the new district, they don't have no voice.
Other comments? Legislator Kinney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also was under the impression there was going to be minor tweaks. So when I saw this map, I was extremely surprised because it's certainly not minor tweaks. And I got thinking about, I could talk about several of the districts, what is wrong about them, but I'm just going to talk about the 15th. And I got thinking, either the person that drew these maps knew nothing at all about the 15th District, the city of Syracuse, or they knew and they chose to be ignorant about it. I'm not sure which. But it's taking the Strathmore section away from the valley. In the valley, a lot of people want to, if they can, they move from the valley, South Valley, into the Strathmore or the Winkworth area. And so there's a commonality there. You know, same, the Valley Lacrosse League is located at Meacham Field, but it's prominently dominated by kids from Strathmore and the Winkworth area that come to play. Churches, as a practicing Catholic, I've discovered that our church has done a better job of keeping the communities together than this map does, that's for sure. You know, there were three churches in the district, and one of them closed, but the people still stayed. And then to make it worse, you gave me or whoever's going to be sitting or standing here the Westcott area. The Westcott area people are fine. They're nice people. But there's no commonality there. Completely different. You know, for a while, it was me who had the outer Comstock area for 10 years. And there were some similarities there. But not that many, but some. And then, of course, redistricting, and they took that away. But now you're not only bringing the outer Comstock area, which is, for those of you who don't know, south of Manly Fieldhouse, it's roughly the outer Comstock area. But they're giving me, or whoever's going to be sitting or standing here, more down into the Westcott Nation, into like Harvard Place. You know, there's really, really no commonality. And I just can't help but wonder what the purpose was, what the goal was. It seems to me it was either not very well thought out or done blatantly on purpose, and that's a shame. It's a real shame to the people of the city of Syracuse and the people of Onondaga County. So much for minor tweaks. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Leslie Chase.
One of the things that it has become really boggling to my mind is the fact that we have within the city enough of a population to have our own five districts, which, yes, we look very different, as my colleagues have said. You know, Westcott looks different than the Valley. The north side looks different than downtown. But we do have commonalities in that we are all residents of the city. And being part of a city, there are all things that we will have in common. However, these maps have taken three of those districts and paired them up with suburban districts, which, besides looking at what do they have in common, which is probably not much, they also have diluted the minorities, and they've also diluted the Democratic votes. So when you're looking at almost 160 people in the city of Syracuse, it would seem that you could look at us as one entity and just do the reasonable division and give five legislative districts to that. And I know this is not to be political, but if you look at the way all of these have been drawn, I no longer would live in the district that I represent. Now, I know this was not supposed to be done partisan, but I'm mentioning it anyways. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Legislator Kuhn.
Thank you, Chairman. The last three-plus weeks have been some of the worst experiences that I've had since being on the legislature. I went to every commission meeting. I went to every public hearing. I was sad not to see the commissioners not go do all of that, nor many of my colleagues. It's a challenge. It was challenging. The maps are, too, and I think my colleagues have spoken to that. So I've been ruminating about this, so I had to write something so I didn't go on too long. I came here. This is the end of my first term here, and I came here nearly 2 years ago believing and actually hoping that this small community of ours, the kind of divisions that exist nationally, I was hoping might not dictate how we govern here. That for whatever other differences there might exist between us, we could agree on small d democracy. That we were here to serve our community. That as a legislative body, we could listen and we could attend to our constituents. That we are a separate branch of government, capable, curious, and intelligent enough to craft policy. The process of creating the maps we're considering was absolutely not small d democracy. It wasn't citizen-led nor directed. Citizen input was not considered, although I hope maybe today we'll find that it was. And none of us, except the chairman, of course, had a hand in it. It's rife with flaws, as my colleagues have pointed out, that at the very least, as a body, we need to take some time to discuss those things. We owe it to the citizens of our county who've placed their trust in us, every one of us, not just this side of the aisle. And I'm disappointed that not all my colleagues saw fit to be present. This is a once in a decade opportunity. We should be a deliberative body that we're supposed to be and take some time to actually deliberate. And I hope we don't reflexively ratify what has been put before us. Thank you, Chairman.
Just officially, everyone is present. We have three on Zoom. Other comments? Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate all the comments made today, as well as all the comments from the six public hearings. I, for one, and I know at least most of the folks I've spoken with over here, really enjoyed the opportunity not only to read the transcripts, but to watch them on YouTube. I can assure this body that all of the comments were heard and being taken very seriously. I also appreciate the hard work of the commission to draw the lines. Every line has been explained to us by the commission and its experts. We've reviewed this with our attorneys. They believe the commission map is also compliant with the governor's new law. By charter, this legislature relies on the recommendations of the commission, and they believe that By charter, this legislature relies on the recommendation of the commission and the county attorney. That advice indicates that the lines have been drawn responsibly and legally. I'm following the recommendation of those. The charter gives that responsibility and our attorneys, and I urge my colleagues to do the same. And I call the question at this point, Chairman.
Thank you. Leader Irvin, and then we'll vote.
I think that everything that's been said, these five public hearings, especially the one that was here this week, the other night, very well stated what the public felt about this process. And I think not to listen to what they had to say is something that we should be ashamed of. They clearly said to us that we want more time, we want more input, We want to have this process go on a little bit further to look at those maps and change them a little bit. Yes, they might be legal. Yes, it might be in keeping with what the charter says, but that doesn't mean it has to be done as quickly as we're doing it. And to that end, I make a motion that we table this, give more opportunity for folks to look at this, talk about this a little bit better. We've talked about this here at the legislature just, you know, minimally, really, when you come right down to it. Yes, we've looked at the commission information, and yes, we've all been, some of us have been here in person to look at them, but we've not really discussed this on the whys and wherefores of all of these maps. I think that the only way to be true to the public at this point would be to step back, give them the opportunity to give us more input, to be more involved, and so therefore I move to table this.
Do you have a specific time period you'd like to table it for?
Are there any restrictions on how long we can table it for? Okay, so
we're going to base it our vote on what you put forth.
So I would suggest at least 30 days. At least 30 days.
Okay. So there's a motion on the table to motion to table for 30 days. Is there a second? Legislator Ryan for a second. So we will do a roll call vote. A yes means that we table. A no means that we continue and vote today. Clerk, please call a long call.
Legislators May.
No.
Irvin.
Yes.
Abbott Keenan.
No.
Kuhn.
Yes.
Ryan.
Yes.
Chase.
Yes.
Holmquist.
No.
McBride.
No.
Bush.
Yes.
Kelly.
No.
Kinney. Williams?
Yes.
Rowley?
Yes.
Burtis?
No.
Tassone?
No.
Cody?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
No.
8 ayes, 9 opposed.
The motion to table is defeated. So with that, we will go ahead and vote on local law A. Will the clerk please call a long call?
Legislators May.
No.
Irvin.
No.
Abbott Keenan.
Yes.
Kuhn.
No.
Ryan.
No.
Chase.
No.
Holmquist.
Yes.
McBride.
Yes.
Bush.
No.
Kelly.
Yes.
Kinney.
No.
Williams.
No.
Rowley.
No.
Burtis.
Yes.
Tassone.
Yes.
Cody. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
9 ayes, 8 opposed.
Local law A is adopted. There is no unfinished business, no announcements from the chair. Leader May, will you make the motion to adjourn the meeting?
Move to adjourn until Tuesday, November 7th.
December.
We got one more shot to get it right this year.
We are adjourned.